This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Weld County prosecutors dismissed an assault charge against Fort Lupton officer Jordan Steinke, who placed a woman in a patrol car that was illegally parked on railroad tracks. The car was later struck by a train, causing serious bodily injuries to the woman, 20-year-old Yareni Rios Gonzalez. Officer Steinke still faces one felony and a misdemeanor, including criminal attempt to commit manslaughter. A Colorado representative was top of the class last Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports they set the pace for bills signed.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse passed the most laws, 13, out of all House members, according to the website GovTrack, which released its report card for the 117th Congress. Neguse says it's humbling, but also reflects his goal of delivering results.
So that means, to me, finding ways to get bills across the finish line into the president's desk. To pass laws that ultimately are going to have an impact on people's lives here at home.
Within the delegation, Democratic Representative Jason Crow was next with 9 bills enacted into law. The site also ranked members in several other areas, from bills introduced to working across the aisle. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
With the winter weather, surges of respiratory illnesses easing in Colorado, UC Health and Denver Health both say they are lifting their universal mask requirements. That's starting Wednesday. Denver Health says the move is aligned with other large healthcare institutions in the metro area. Those with respiratory symptoms, like a cough or a runny nose, and staff who are unvaccinated against COVID-19 are still required to wear masks.